are listening to Seated to Serve with business leader and community activist Jeff Bickerstaff, connecting the dots between community, business, and family. Now, here's your host, Jeff Bickerstaff.
My lovely guest today is Wendy Stewart. She is the Vice President of Account Management with DataBank. But really, I know Wendy as Wendy from Saxy.
Yes.
Trusted roofing and renovation experts. Bacon Roofing for all your interior and exterior renovations throughout DFW. BaconRoofing.com. Call 972-772-1999 today.
How are you doing, Wendy?
I'm doing great today. Happy to see you.
We are so glad you're here. And, you know, Wendy, I just thought it was hilarious when, you know, we see each other around town all the time. And it's very humbling when Wendy comes up to me and says, "Hey, I want to be on your show." I was like, "Hey, I can make that happen. It's
yeah,
my show."
Yeah.
So welcome this morning.
Thank you.
We are
so
glad
much,
you're
yeah.
here. And, you know, Wendy, Vice President of Account Management. Boy, what does that mean to me?
To me, it means it's my dream job.
Okay.
So I'm Vice President of Account Management for DataBank. DataBank is a data center provider that offers managed services, cloud storage backup services across the U.S. So we have 19 data centers, and number 20 is under construction. So just, a busy time for DataBank. And as Vice President of Account Management, I oversee or lead the account management team. Every customer at DataBank has a dedicated account manager, and they're responsible for managing the day-to-day relationship with our customers. So they don't have to figure out how to navigate around DataBank. They have an account manager. They call the account manager. They talk new products, contracts, changes, anything within their portfolio that we provide for them.
They have a go-to person.
They have a go-to person.
Well, of course, you know me. I'm always going to just want to talk to you.
Yes. Just call me.
So what you're saying is I shouldn't have a bunch of file cabinets laying around, right?
Yes. Or servers in the closet in your office. Yes.
Yes. Both are bad, I
guess.
Yes. Well, you know, and I'm glad you're here because we, as if you're listening to my show before, we talk a lot about small business and some of the challenges they face. Mm-hmm. As a small business owner myself, you know, in an insurance business, obviously I like to go help protect my clients and go talk to them, talk to new clients about their risk and things like that. And obviously from a data standpoint, there's a lot of risk.
There are a lot of risks,
and some of them are quite serious.
Yeah.
If there's breaches.
Yep.
So what is a small business owner, what are some of the first things we should be thinking about to protect our customers' data?
So what I would say is just, you know, finding the right partner, someone that's going to be very consultative to understand your business needs, to understand, you know, a lot of small companies don't have IT staffs or, you know, DataBank.
That would be me.
Yeah. We have a CISO, a Chief Information Security Officer. So when our customers don't understand compliance and regulations, you know, we engage Mark Halp and he's able to kind of consult with customers so that they are meeting whatever compliances that govern their business.
Well, and that's another great point because each business owner has, I would imagine, has a different set of requirements, compliance issues they have to deal with.
Yes.
That's something y'all can walk them through, too.
Yes, that's something that we can walk them through.
Okay, so I'm a small business owner, and I, like you said, I have the server on the wall, and, you know, I it's got all these firewalls and things like that, but if... You know, I'm into weather, of course.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we have a, you know, God forbid we have a tornado or, you know, we just have a power outage or even worse, the building is
server
destroyed.
Fries. Yeah. Yeah.
And every business owner, of course, should have a disaster recovery plan.
Exactly.
We all know they don't.
Yeah.
But they should.
Yeah.
And so to me, part of your disaster recovery plan should be you know, protecting your data. Mm-hmm. But not only that, but accessing your data. So how would a business owner access your data if they don't have a building?
Exactly. So in a data center, we're a multi-tenant data center, so we service multiple clients in the data center. But for a disaster recovery scenario, typically what customers do is they put their production environment in our data center, meaning that server that's sitting in your closet, you would put it in a rack in our data center. And then what you can do is you can back it up offsite in another market. Something major happens in Dallas, we can shift your load, all of your productivity, all of your customer data, we can shift that to another market like Kansas City, Minneapolis, somewhere else. And we have a lot of customers that are looking for cloud. It's the buzzword. So,
yes.
But, you know, small businesses are not early adopters. So what we do is we offer customers that, you know, want to have a physical, you know, server in the data center. They can have a virtual appliance in the cloud. So we can have two instances of both until they're comfortable with one or the other. So it's...
Oh, that's a great point. So you get them. I never thought about that. So you get them comfortable with one. You introduce both of them, and then whichever one that they want to do. Mm-hmm.
Or they can keep both. One is an active, and then one is a DR scenario. So all of your production is physical, and then all of your disaster recovery stuff can be virtual in a cloud.
So a small business owner obviously should be thinking about...
calling DataBank.
Yes.
Yes.
or short of that, someone that can help
someone
them.
Someone that can help them, yep. Yeah.
Well, now you're in IT,
yep.
And of course, we've been talking about IT stuff this morning, but, you know, the role of IT, I think that's changed a lot over the years. At least that's my perception of it, and I'm sure you can delve into that. How has the industry changed, and what opportunities are there for people that want to get into IT?
God, it's so much that you can do in IT right now. I'm very passionate about talking to young girls about IT because, of course, it's just a space that, you know, you don't see a lot of girls. Anything with an IP address, for the most part, sits somewhere in the IT stack or IT infrastructure. But typically what you think of IT is just, you know, sitting behind a computer, fixing stuff that breaks. But I mean, there's so much you can do in IT. I mean, video game design, apps for your phone. There's a software now that's IT-based, a cloud-based software. We can draw a circle and it can turn it into a ball and make it, you know, it's you scan it and it animates it.
Right,
so it's so much stuff that you can do in IT if you want, you know, to be... do something in security or law enforcement. You know, most major companies have an IT forensics team, so you don't ever have to, you know, carry a gun. I mean, you can just be a net detective or something like that. So it's a lot of stuff in IT that you can do.
Looking for more powerful ways to expand your reach? Expanse Entrepreneur Trade Show and Expo is back, better than ever. Expanse Entrepreneur Trade Show and Expo is coming to Allen, Texas, Saturday, September 28th from 11 to 4:30 at the Hilton Garden Inn off Central Expressway in Allen. Experience over 40 local businesses, sample family-owned restaurants, wine tasting, network during happy hour with local live music. Even showcase your business on OBBM Radio. And that's not all. Discover what the experts are doing to dominate the marketplace when you attend the Expanse Speaker Series and learn from four local business celebrities that want you to succeed. Vendor space is now available. Act now to set up under $200. Expanse Entrepreneur Trade Show and Expo is free to the public, but you must register to enjoy all the fabulous freebies and opportunities that await you inside. Expanse Entrepreneur Trade Show and Expo is happening September 28th. Register now on eventbrite.com.
Well, and you touched on this, and I wanted to kind of expand on this, is that I think there's a lot of perceptions out there for business owners of what IT is. Mm-hmm. You know, we talked about the data part of it.
Yeah.
But just also, too, you know, if you do have whoever you hire, you know, well, okay, my thought is, and whether it's right or wrong, is that, okay, I'm going to get a mail, you know, come out. And
I call the IT guy.
You call IT guy.
the IT guy.
But I know you're real passionate about this because that's changing every day that's not the case anymore.
Yeah.
You know, what opportunities are there out there for young women that want to get more into IT?
So there are a lot of careers that you can choose in IT. There's, you know, data analyst, which is a growing field, is, you know, data analyst, forensics, just interpreting the data that's come out. Right now, everything is data driven. And data analyst is a huge field right now. That and just, you know, any type of software architect, engineer, animator, designer, any type of, there's so many things out there.
The forensics sounds fascinating.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're talking, you know, oh, my mind's blank. I can't think of the shows on TV.
CSI or something like that. Yeah.
So it's that, but in the computer world.
Yeah.
They're online in the cloud, what have you. That's, I bet there's a big market for that, right?
Oh, it's absolutely a huge market. And just think about, so when you go into those national databases, those databases are housed in the cloud. So there's someone that's building that cloud, managing that cloud, designing that cloud, and all of that stuff is, you know, sits in the IT umbrella.
I'm assuming there's a lot more opportunities than there used to be.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and think, you know, this whole 5G thing is going to just change the world. Cars are going to be flying soon.
We'll have to talk about the 5G thing, because I've read so many different things about that. We'll have to talk about that offline. Because unfortunately, we only have 30 minutes.
Yes.
But I want to talk to you about, you're the founder of the Dallas Women's Data Center Group.
Yes.
And tell me a little bit more about that. That sounds like an interesting group.
Yeah. So I've been in IT 20 plus years. And typically what I see when I walk into a room, most meetings, it's a room of IT guys. But I know that there's a supporting cast somewhere of women that are highly skilled, highly technical. And we just didn't have, in my opinion, a good a group. And last August, I reached out to several women that I knew in the space. And it's, you know, it's women that, you know, work for, you know, service providers, infrastructure companies, you know, AC companies that all specialize in the data center. I reached out to several of those ladies, put an invite out in the first meeting, 20 plus ladies showed up. And kind of what we do is we just talk a lot about our careers, some of our pain points, how do we grow in our careers. We talk about coaching, mentoring. We form partnerships with one another just to kind of walk each other through, you know, different seasons in our career. And we find people to come in and talk to the group about, you know, next steps. How, you know, how do we get that next role? Where do you want to go in your career? And one of the things that I found extremely helpful for this group is we took a moment, we stepped back and reflected on what we felt were accomplishments up to today. And then we were able to take a deep breath and say, okay, we have done a lot of stuff. Now, what can we do next? What can we do bigger? What can we do better? And then how do we inspire the next generation of girls that are coming up to feel comfortable with being a part of the IT umbrella?
Well, I think you make a lot of great points in there, because even no matter what group you're a part of, it's always a good to take a step back or pause and reflect on what you've accomplished. And then now what you want to accomplish in the future, you know, build upon that.
Yep.
And it sounds like you are well on your way.
Yeah,
it's taking the next step.
Amazing group of women.
Is there any qualifications to be part of the group? Or
No. So just if you're, you know, any, it doesn't have to be like a data center or an IT provider. It can be anyone that's, we have a lady that just has her doctorate degree in data forensics. She's in the group. It's just, you know, we have service providers, integrators, companies that consult with companies that are looking for data centers. So we have people that provide network like fiber, different things like that. So any woman that is interested in IT, passionate about IT, STEM, reach out to me and I'll be happy to connect you with the group. We have a private LinkedIn group and we have a meeting. Our next meeting is actually next week.
Good to know. Yeah. And so, Wendy, you're very passionate about that group and IT and all that. When we come back from our break, Wendy is going to talk about something else that she is very passionate about. We're going to let our sponsors pay some bills, and we'll be right back.
Parting with a home that you've loved, growing into the next phase of your life? Trust the team at Jeannie Martin Real Estate to handle the details of your situation with tender, loving care. The Martin team is your home connection, North Central Texas. MARTENteam.com. Go to martenteam.com today.
And we're back. Thank you to our lovely sponsors. We love them and we want you to love on them too. So go visit their websites and visit them and buy all their good stuff. We are here today with Wendy Stewart. She is the Vice President of Account Management for DataBank. And Wendy, you know, we talked a little bit earlier about what small business owners like to focus on, which is their business.
Mm-hmm.
But like a lot of things, there's misconceptions about IT and what they need to be doing. Can you address that just a little bit? What should they be looking for?
Yeah, so there's a huge misconception that, you know, IT can just be so expensive that, you know, that it shuts a business down, or that, you know, companies just limp by for the most part where, you know, they don't address their critical IT needs. And what I would recommend for small to mid-sized companies is just finding the right business partner. And that's just not going online, doing research on the company. Get in front of people and have conversations. Talk to their customers. Vet that out. And if a service provider isn't willing to be transparent and spend that time on the investment up front, then I don't think that they would be a good partner. But there are a lot of companies, and collaborate with multiple companies. Like, don't put all your eggs in one basket. Consider working with multiple providers so that, you know, there's a checks and balance. Your IT infrastructure is critical. And if you lose that, then that can shut your business down. So it's very important that you do address it, but find the right partner. And just, it has to be someone that you trust. And that you can pick up the, I mean, it's your insurance policy for your business. It's, right. You know, you gotta have it.
I can actually help you with the real one too.
So. Yeah.
Yes. Well, and just real quick on that, I tried to call a company out there past week, and they obviously were having some IT issues, mm-hmm. and couldn't get through to them. And, you know, I was going to purchase something from them. But I ended up not doing that because, one, it was kind of a time-sensitive thing.
Yeah.
And two, I just couldn't get a hold of them.
Yeah.
And it happens. I mean, you know, obviously you can't prevent that. But like you said, though, you do want to have someone that can get on it quick and be able to let you keep your business. So.
And be responsive. That's the thing. Like, you can't be a service provider and not respond. And IT is critical. I mean, we're 24/7 shop. We have staff 24/7. I call them the guys behind the scenes, making sure all the lights stay green. But I mean, that's what they do. And you have to answer and be responsive.
I was going to say, short of calling 911, I definitely want them to answer every time. Yeah. My IT guy's probably the second.
Yes. And I absolutely agree. I absolutely. But, you know, but the pain point is, you know, for small businesses, they think that one call is going to be overwhelming and it's going to be so expensive.
Yes.
But just consult with the right providers.
Okay. And again, I would emphasize again, that's where you do your homework.
Yes.
Not every IT company is created equal.
Equally, yes.
You know, and service, all that good stuff. Yeah. So, like I said, do your research. Don't take any one person's.
Read the SLA.
Yes.
Yes.
That's probably the last thing they do.
Yeah.
But yes, definitely read that.
Yep.
Well, Wendy, I wanted to talk to you about Inspiring Hearts.
Yep.
That's your company.
Yep.
And tell us why you founded that, what its purpose is, and how you're making a difference with that.
Yeah. So. Inspiring Hearts is kind of, we have several umbrellas. What I'm doing with that is it's Inspiring Hearts to Believe. And how I came up with the concept was, as a kid, I was just always hungry for, you know, something bigger, something better. I grew up in a small town, Beaumont, Texas, and grew up very poor, just to be transparent. And one of the things that my mother instilled in me was the value of getting a good education. And that's something that I took very seriously. And I also saw my mother work really hard. And that was something that was ingrained in me. So kind of started working really hard early on throughout college. I worked my way through college, paid for it while I went. And once I hit the ground running in my career, as I got settled in my career, what I saw was it wasn't a lot of girls in my neighborhood that had somebody to look up to. And as I take a step back, when I was in middle school, I had one teacher, and she just basically, I passed by her room one day, and she's like, I see something in you. And that was just the bait that I needed. What is it that you see in me? And I feel that it's my responsibility to go back and reach back and inspire girls to want to be something, want to do something with their lives, and you don't let your past dictate your future. So Inspiring Hearts has been that umbrella. I get the opportunity to go to schools and speak to girls and inspire them. I get the opportunity to go to Hudson Middle School. I go and speak on their career day and kind of talk to, you know, about IT, social responsibility. And on the flip side, I do just PR and communications as well for, you know, just different people that lack in that, their professional image.
You know, I wanted to touch on something, your teacher, that was it middle school, you said?
It was a middle school teacher, Bettina Evans, yes.
Okay, and so obviously she it wasn't just her accent, she actually talked to you, spoke to you.
Yeah.
And that's what got
still you invested in my life today. We're still friends.
Oh, wow.
Like,
okay.
She's just followed me every season of my life. And, you know, she's just an extension of my family now.
I think most of us can point to a teacher or two, maybe.
Yeah.
That they remember, whether it's high school, middle school, heck, maybe even elementary school.
Yeah.
That they definitely remember some of the stuff they taught. And, you know, some of them were, tough love lessons.
Yeah.
You know? And that's the ones I remember.
Yeah, yeah. Accountability.
And that's why teachers are so important.
Important, yeah.
Our kids are close to the same range. Yeah. You know, they spend more time in class than they do at home during the school year. And so, yeah, those influences are very important. And that's just awesome that you had a teacher that cared enough to see something in you to say, hey, you know what? I think Wendy can make a difference someday. And the beauty of the whole story is that that's what you're doing right now.
Yeah.
What makes a trade show event an experience people remember? Attendees show up for the attractor factor. And if you don't have it, they'll walk away and forget you were there. Work with the experienced team of professionals at the Trade Group to maximize your marketing dollar in creative, impressive ways that keep them coming back for more. The Trade Group offers a full range of products and services that meet new budgets with TLC and give experienced exhibitors polish that pays off time and time again. Have an awesome event every time. Set up your consultation today at tradegroup.com. Experiential marketing delivers exceptional attendee participation rates and keeps you top of mind when it's time to buy. Stop by the Carrollton, Texas showroom and discover the possibilities. Trust the Trade Group, tradegroup.com, for events that draw a crowd. That's tradegroup.com.
The groups you go speak to, you know, you mentioned Hudson Middle School. Mm-hmm. And like any public school, there's a wide diversity kids' backgrounds in that room. But what's your unifying message in general to them when you're talking to them?
You know, kids just want to hear something. As a parent, you know, you can only say so much to your kids. I mean, they
tune you out.
Yeah, it says 75%, 25%, you know, 25% they're listening, 75% they're discrediting.
Sometimes I wonder if it's even that high.
Yeah, I'm giving myself a little bit more credit.
Okay, but, there you go.
When I look around that room, typically kids are looking at me, waiting for me to say something that's going to inspire them. So I do a lot of preparing before I go in. I want to make sure that I have some statistics that are not going to only touch the girls, but it's going to touch the boys. It's not going to just touch, you know, just, you know, the black kids. It's going to touch, you know, every nationality in that room. So I try and inspire every kid and not just a kid. And kids, I've been blown away. I've stepped into some, you know, Sachse has, you know, some really good schools. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the economic class is, you know, pretty much middle class for the most part.
It is.
Mm-hmm. But I've had the opportunity to go to some other schools in Dallas, ISD, and those kids have just absolutely blown me away. Like, I've walked away more inspired just by leaving and sharing my journey, because you'll get a simple question, you know, from a kid: do you really think I can be something? I absolutely do think that you can be something. And kids, where they get discouraged was, how do I pay for college? And, you know, I'm of the mindset where there's a will, there's a way.
Right.
And just the whole college application, financial aid and all that, I mean, that can be overwhelming. And I use Inspiring Hearts to, if I can just walk your parents through, or walk alongside you and help you through that process, I'm willing to do that.
You know, the thing you mentioned, I think is very important to emphasize, is that a kid walks up, and whether it's you or somebody else that's talking to them, or and they feel like it's some sort of authoritarian figure, that, hey, am I going to be something?
Yeah.
And, you know, what? Unfortunately, you know, it depends. It could be fortunate or unfortunate. Your words are so powerful.
Yeah.
And especially in that role, because not that you would ever say this, but, you know, we can see and imagine a lot of teachers saying, look, you're never going to be anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, we've heard stories where that's actually inspired kids to go on. But I'm sure there's plenty of other stories where that sent them on, you know, the wrong path.
Yeah.
And that's why people like yourself that are out there, and I've been fortunate enough to speak to kids and other groups about my story, and again, trying to be inspiring to say, hey, look, we all have different circumstances, and your circumstance might be tough right now.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean it always has to be.
Yeah. I was recently with JA. I had the opportunity to go speak to some youth for one of the programs that they do, and it's kids that were recently incarcerated and released. And one of the things that I did was when I got there, I had the kids write down on a sticky note, "What do you want to be?" And had them all come up and put it on the board. And I needed to know where they wanted to go before I can try and lead them down that path. But one of the things that inspired me most was one of the teachers that teaches these kids. She looked at that board and basically said, you know, I'm teaching them what I'm told to teach. But if I understand where they want to go, it's easier for me to teach in a manner to lead them in that direction. So she didn't know that, you know, some of these kids that, you know, that were, you know, previous offenders had and, you know, wanted to, you know, be lawyers or mm-hmm. wanted to be police officers or nurses or whatever the case may be, you know, just hearing them and seeing it, it meant a lot. And the kids really, really enjoyed me sharing my background. It wasn't easy, you know, growing up, you know, how I grew up, but I wanted to be very transparent so that kids will see that you don't show up one day and you're, you know, a vice president or, you know, right. have your own company. You have to start somewhere.
Well, I think what you're doing is great.
Thank you.
Keep it up. And, you know, Wendy, I told you it's going to go by quick. You know, we're out of time, but I do want you to share with our audience how people can reach you in your data bank role and also in your Inspiring Hearts role.
Yep. So my email at databank is wstewart@databank.com. And you can go to www.databank.com and you can research the company, find out who we are, what we do. And for Inspiring Hearts, my email address is inspiringhearts@outlook.com, and you can reach me there. And my cell number is 214-649-5211.
And with Inspiring Hearts, I'm sure any monetary donations are welcome.
Yeah, for you. Absolutely, yeah.
to help you get your message
yes,
out there.
Yes, so. Absolutely. Or anyone looking to partner, absolutely.
And I say that because, you know, people that hear our podcast, I know that there are people out there that want to help.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'll be totally honest, I didn't know a whole lot about Inspiring Hearts until today.
Yeah.
So, but now I do. And a lot of other people will. And you know what? There's plenty of people out there that believe in what you're doing and they may want to help you other ways.
All right. So, thank you so much.
Wendy, thank you for being here. And we'll do part two soon.
Yes. Looking forward to it.
Thank you, Wendy.
Thanks.
If you or your business is interested in being a guest or advertising on the Seed of the Serve show, please call 972-771-4992, or you can email me at jeff@bickerstaffinsurance.com. That's jeff@bickerstaffins.com. That's it for this episode of Seed of the Serve. We're connecting the dots between business, community, and family. Have a great day, everyone.
You've been listening to Seated to Serve with Jeff Bickerstaff. To be a guest on Seated to Serve or to advertise your business, contact 972-771-4992. Seated to Serve is produced by Offbeat Business Media for the OBBM Network and affiliates and is available at offbeatbusinessmedia.com. Listen to Seated to Serve each Tuesday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. on OBBM Radio and the OBBM Network podcast, also available on Google Play, iTunes, and your Offbeat Business app. Contact 972-771-4992 for guest and sponsor information today.
You do your best to communicate how your company solves a specific problem, right? But it's easy to overlook the way your company sounds and the impression that leaves. I'm Melanie Murphy, a professional voice actor, and I'm ready to help your message stand out through a radio ad, a video on your website, or phone messaging for your company. Contact me today at MelanieMurphyVO.com to discuss your voiceover needs. That's MelanieMurphyVO.com. Mention this ad for an Offbeat Business Show discount.